Him 161. Can we all be on our feet, please? Him 161. Nations are breaking, and Israel is awakening. Yes. The day of redemption is near.
Nations are breaking, Israel's awakening, the signs are the prophet foretold. Gentiles, Gentiles numbered with horrors in combat, eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah, the day of redemption.
Heavenly minded. Be seated. and pick your Bibles, and let's continue from where we stopped in our topic titled The Introduction of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 12. And please permit me to take time to read scriptures. We are going to read scriptures. I'm not just going to make reference to them. There are some scriptures that you need to know that they are in this Bible. They are in this Bible. And they are prophecies that shall come to pass. And sometimes they don't make any meaning to us because we just gloss over them. We are not able to appropriately place them in the divine agenda. And that is the purpose of this Bible study we are having today. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11 and verse 12. Amen. I want to please stress that you pay attention. You pay attention. Now, our books are not in the bookshops. Books that are written by end-time message believers are not in the bookshop. Because if we put them in the bookshop, they will not sell. Because the people that go to bookshop, they are not looking for revelation to go to heaven. The books that sell are prosperity books. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen very well. Our books, you will never find them in any bookshop. Because where the carcass is, oh, there the eagles will gather. There is the sheep food. There is the bride food. Listen very well. Hallelujah. The relationship between a king and a queen is different from the relationship the king has with concubine. There are things that the queen will know that the concubine will never know. All the concubine we know is how to receive gift from the king. Anything else about royalty, they don't know it. The bride of Jesus Christ is a royal bride. So, when we say listen, I mean you should listen. Because you will not hear it anywhere. Only among the bride circle. So take note now. Let's read it now. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, John the Baptist. But he that cometh after me, who was he referring to? Now if you have answer to anything I ask, speak confidently. Who is he referring to? Thank you. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And please, sometimes we just thank God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. I want to beg all of you, please. There are messages that I have preached before. Okay? Please, there are certain statements we have made, certain revelations we are brought forth. But please, there are some of those revelations that God has given me deeper insight. So please listen to me in a way that when you'll be hearing those tapes, you'll be able to balance it. You'll not be confused. Because they're already gone and there's no way we can withdraw them. I thought in explaining this scripture, I told you that the only person that fulfilled verse 12 is the ministry of William Branham. And that is what all the inter-message preachers, I mean those who are in the continuity ministry, because there are followers of the ministry of William Branham that have put a full stop. They don't believe that after William Branham there can be any more revelation given. Continuity ministry is the ministry of the Holy Ghost. That God has not finished his agenda. He has not come. And therefore, the program continues. And more revelations will be coming to us until the day of rapture. And anybody that says God will no longer speak because they misinterpret in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he shall begin to sound Revelation 10:7, the mystery of God should be finished. They misunderstand that scripture. They even read it, the mysteries of God. They add S to it, should be finished. It is a wrong interpretation. And when you interpret it that way, this devil, this Satan, this devil, hey! This devil, he knows how to destroy every revival. He knows how to move you out of the track. You can imagine that it is written here, the mystery, one mystery of God should be finished. But people read it as mysteries of God should be finished. And if you read it as mysteries of God should be finished, then there should be no other revelation that you'll be opened up to receive again. Therefore, it produces the kind of thing we see in the entire message, where people go and claim they're in the five-fold ministry. They are pastors, and all they do is to come and read the sermon book preached by William Branham and tell you, we have nothing new to preach. We are only to warm the food and come and give it to the people. You go to enter message churches and they are playing the tapes of William Branham. I have visited the Branham Tabernacle in America, and that was the service for that day on a Sunday. Hallelujah. And it is nothing but an attempt of Satan to disturb this wonderful revival that God brought through the ministry of William Branham. And all manner of things have sprung up from there. Why I said this Satan, this Satan, this Satan. William Branham made every statement William Branham made, Satan will use carnal people to hijack it. Every statement William Branham made that can cause, the enemy can use it to cause confusion, it will use carnal people to hijack it. I am saying this because I am watched all over the world, and I'm sure in the entire message circle today, I have the widest outreach, the widest reach in ministry. And I know a lot of you will believe, you know, hang your faith on what I say. And I must tell you the truth, no matter what it will cost me. I'm saying this so that you will know. Many of you call us and say, is there any inter-message church in so place? We will be wondering, if we send you there now, you will go and be confused. Because most of them are assembly of confused people. One thing that the devil, for instance, has hijacked is that God told William Branham that he should not keep television. That television is of the devil. God told William Branham, therefore, and he preached about the evil in the television, and as at that time, television was the latest technology of pictures, live pictures being shown, and then the devil, of course, invented these things to spread his immorality. And I say it because one of you may be listening to me now from around the world. I say, if you ever read in between the lines, if you ever understand what William Branham is saying, and you are following it, and you believe what he is saying, and you are following it that it is for holiness, so that you will not be polluted, then if you are sincere, you should not use internet at all. That means people are following this man, William Branham's teachings, without revelation. Television and internet, which is more evil? Until today, they are saying, if you keep, most of them, they say we are not in the end time message because we keep television. Now, listen, church. Hallelujah. I never ever knew that I will be a pastor. This pastoral ministry started in 1998. I saw this end time message in 1989. And I've been an evangelist preaching all over. But one day, one single day, never did it come to my mind that I will ever pastor a church. But God had revealed it to me and made me not to understand it until it is fulfilled. Then I say, oh, this is what I saw so time. He knows why he did it. But throughout the period, I attended an entire message church where I was for 5 years, and every day the sermon is television is of the devil. If you keep television, you can't go in the rapture. I was in that church and I kept my television. And after they finish, every time he preached, I will send a note to him at the altar. And I was not a minister, I was an ordinary church member. And I said, Pastor, I know it's because of me, because in the whole church now only me get television. I know it's because of me. You have not convinced me that it is sin for me to watch news. That it is safe for me to watch documentary. You have not convinced me. Therefore, Pastor, I am sorry, I am keeping my television. So don't think that it is because maybe I have planned to go on air. That is why. But do you know why I said this old Satan, devil? Satan knew what he can do. The effect of making this enter message to stay in a backyard somewhere. So that people will not know. The most effective means of communication now is electronic. It's a television. It's a satellite. Every village is hearing us now in the whole world. And you are saying that we should not go into television. And all these people that are messing up the Christian faith, they are everywhere, everywhere in the airwaves. And there is nothing to counter them. And Satan designed that, and God cannot people to believe that doctrine. But God has his own. I am one of them. I am not a follow, that's what I'm telling you. He says, study to show thyself approved unto your pastor, Abby. Unto William Branham, Abby. Unto who? Unto God. Once I am sure my revelation is scriptural, I will say it, even if it is contrary to anybody. I must go to this heaven. Look, you don't know what I have forsaken to stand where I am today in the faith. Then to come and mess it up with the spirit of religion. You can joke with anything around me, but don't joke with my eternal destination. This heaven, I must go. And that is why a preacher that God told me to follow by the name of William Branham, Raymond Jackson, an American message believer preacher, a teacher of this faith, is so good in teaching that people who believe him have they have given him chieftaincy title and given him office that he never gave himself. Some call him chief apostle. Some call him lead apostle. Some call him, but whatever you call him, that is between you and him. While you are giving him title, me, I'm listening to what he's saying. Praise the Lord. And he brought out this scripture, and because of the respect we have for him, we have brought it out. And he said, those dual statements that William Branham was making, they are the fan that God was using, according to verse 12 of Matthew chapter 3. Those dual statements, and yes, it is part of it. Praise the Lord. Yes, it is part of it. And we stood there, but listen, I told you last Sunday that John was introducing the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said that he is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and what? And All of us, we believed, for those of you who didn't hear last week, we believe that that fire is fire of the Holy Ghost that will charge you, that will shock you. Fire, 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 fire. The Holy Ghost has fire. There is a manifestation of even fire sensation when you receive the Holy Ghost. But that is not what John was talking about. Praise the Lord. That's what I want you to listen. And that's why I say we shall read scriptures to know what was, you know, John talking about. And listen really carefully. If you notice, let's read that scripture again. There are two groups of people there. And now, this is now rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Matthew 3, verse 11 and verse 12 again. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That means he is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost, and he is the one that baptizes with fire. So, the power for fire and the power for Holy Ghost is rested on him. The Holy Ghost is for eternal life. The fire is for judgment. Do you understand? The Holy Ghost is eternal life. Eternal life comes from him. Jesus is the tree of life. Eternal life, except you eat his blood, his flesh, and drink his blood, he said you will not have life. If you know who is talking to you now, he told the woman at the well, you will have asked me to give you the living water that when you drink, you will not thirst again. He is the source of life. And he is also the judge of the wicked. Fire is for destruction, is for judgment. So that the next statement follows, verse 12, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 12. He says, whose fan is in his hand? Whose fan is in his hand? And he will thoroughly purge his floor. The separation process is in his hand. The separation process is in the hand of Jesus. He has his fan to fan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will thoroughly purge the floor. That is, there will be a separation. Let's read verse 12 again. Let's read verse 12. He will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So, the wheat to go to heaven is the Holy Ghost. No Holy Ghost, no rapture. The wheat is the good seed that will go to heaven, that will go in the rapture. He will give the Holy Ghost. The chaff, he will also gather them one side. And what will he do with the chaff? He will burn them with unquenchable fire. That is the meaning of verse 11. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because all judgment is committed to the hands of the Son. The Father judgeth no man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He mentioned it again in John chapter 15 and verse 6. Let's read it. Listen very carefully. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now listen. Let's read from verse 1, John chapter 15. You know why I'm stressing this? Because in Matthew 3, verse 12, he said, he will thoroughly purge his floor. If he's going to, and he said, and separate the wheat from the chaff. If he said it's his floor, it means it is his church. So, this message that Jesus said was speaking is referring to his church. Because in Matthew 13, he has also given a parable of the wheat and the tares. Where are they found? In the same church, in the same move, in the same revival, in the same body of Christ. They are all called Christians, but not all Christians are of Christ. He said it. How will you know who belong to him? He said, if you abide in my word. If you abide in me and my word abide in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you keep my commandments, then are you my disciples? So that you'll understand these statements that he drops here and here, drops here and here. He says, now look at it now. From verse 1, John chapter 15. He says, I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. So you see, he's talking about a setting now of a farm. Every branch in me, that is it, that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it that he may bring forth more fruit. See, two groups of people, I just wish somebody will understand this thing today. This is very, very deep. Very, very deep. There are two groups of people in the church. Listen. He says, he is the vine. Every one of us supposed to be the branch. But every branch, you are a branch. A tree cannot give fruit of its own until it has a branch to bring forth the fruit. We are supposed to bring forth the fruit. If you are in Christ, then by their fruit you will know them. Now, he says, if you claim you are a Christian and you don't have any fruit to show for it, what did he say he will do? He will cut you off. Now, but if you say you are a Christian and you are bearing fruit, he said, he will purge you. He will purge you. The purpose is to make you bring forth more fruit. And let me know that a believer, you are not to be satisfied with the estate that you are in. Every day, you are supposed to be better, better, better. After all, he said, be ye perfect, even as our Father which is in heaven, Heavenly Father is perfect. So, are you perfect? Jesus said, if you see me, you see the Father. How many of us here will say, if you see me, you see Jesus? So there's a lot of work to be done. Now, see where I am going. He said, two branches there. One is bringing forth fruit. And instead of him to be clapping hands for him, he's punching him the more. He's not making him relax. He's every day. Imagine the man with Abraham that we all testify of his ministry. That he is a good example of a believer in this age that we know. He said he was kneeling down and praying. And the Holy Ghost told him, he said, you are not sincere enough. With sincerity again. I will have used this gift and make money like a robot. I will have compromised this gift and be loved by all the kings of the earth like Billy Graham. You know how many times I have prayed for people, they bring millions and reject it. Every time, try fasting. I travel everywhere. I have denied myself so many things. And he's still telling him, you are not sincere enough. Catch what where I am going. Why was the Holy Ghost telling him that? So that he will not relax. Because you can be better. But now, watch it. He says, listen to me, but there's another branch that will come forth. He said, if you don't bear fruit, he said, what will happen? He will cut you off. He will cut you off the vine. Why is he cutting you off from? He's cutting you off the source of life. He's cutting you off the source of life. The next thing that remains is to be gathered and put in the lake of fire. Now, see, this is talking of the kingdom, his own floor is in the church. Why I'm stressing this is, he says, he cuts you off. He cuts you off the vine. Do you know what? When he cuts you off the vine, listen, the gift and calling of God is without repentance. Watch them. Watch what happens. Evidence that they are cut off life. He says, their conscience will be seared with a hot iron. Their flesh, their heart, is no longer a heart of flesh. They are cut off. They can no longer hear the voice of the Spirit. Therefore, anything goes. That is what they are doing with the anointing. And people don't know that they are cut off. That you are a preacher of this Bible. You read this Bible. You go to church. You are an active member in the church. And you find yourself living a life contrary to this Bible. And nothing is disturbing your conscience. That is the man that has been cut off life. I don't know whether anybody will understand what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Apostle John the Baptist said, the axe is led to the root of the tree. Anyone that does not abide, what will happen? It is hewn down. And when you are hewn down, what next is remaining for you? It's hellfire. Lake of fire to be burnt and cleaned up. People don't understand the divine agenda. And they want to act anyhow. He does the separation. Yes, he does the separation. He called what means he uses for separation in various forms. In Matthew 13, write these scriptures down. The parable from verse 24. You read it down, that parable of the wheat and tares. What he will use to separate the wheat from the chaff. Okay. Let me explain another thing. Do you notice that he said the fan is in his hand? Let me complete this explanation. The fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge the floor. And then separate the chaff from the wheat. As I've explained before, he's now going to the eastern way in the Middle East there. How the farmers go to the farm, bring their yields. You know, when you go to harvest, all manner of things will come in. And what he does, what they do is that they will go to the threshing floor, maybe a rock somewhere. They gather everything. And you know that the chaff, praise God, the chaff is lighter than the real wheat. Correct? Do you understand? But The chaff attaches itself to the wheat. And the chaff and the wheat cannot all go to heaven, cannot all go to the storehouse. Amen. So there must be separation. So they bring them together and then they make a very big fan, a piece of cloth. Four people holding it, depending on the size. And it is, listen very well, listen, it is done by five people. Do you understand? The job is done by five people. Are you understanding me? The ministry of perfection is what? The fivefold. Two on this side, two on that side of the cloth, holding one end. That one holds one end. This one holds one end. This one holds one end. Okay? Then, the fifth one is the apostle. Are you ready? Then, he puts in the shovel or whatever he uses. Then, he will take it and put it up. Praise the Lord. Then there will be wind of doctrine. These four people now, they will lift it up and blow wind. Ooh, wah. The wind that will blow. Now, because chaff is very light. Ooh, wah. The chaff will blow one side, but the wheat is too heavy for that wind to blow away. Oh, glory be to God. So what happened? If we come back to the word. Every wind of doctrine blowing up and down, when it blows you, hallelujah, it is blowing to know where you stand. There was a time this church faced that wind too. It is the wind of another doctrine of continuity ministry presented in a way for us to look at one man somewhere that he is now the lead apostle. He blew here and some people follow. Some people follow. And the effect of what they see, every true revelation you catch should make your Christian life better. Do you understand? I'm saying this because I don't know the next wind that will blow now. Any revelation you claim you saw, if the reason why you left the Catholic Church is because of revelation, after you come to that Pentecostal church, your Christian life should be better than when you were in Catholicism. If you say you have caught the entire message and it is by revelation, not by religion, then now that you have seen the light, your life also should be better. Your Christian life, your spiritual life should be better now than when you were in the denomination. And that is why I say there are some people that left the denomination, they had a fire on them. And they came across some of these so-called intermessage churches who specialize in quenching fire, in quenching revival. Every gift you have, they attack it. Some of those people who left here and went to that church in Shomolu, I always call their address. Go there, visit them. If you don't visit them, you will not appreciate what you have here. But in their own case, they cannot visit us. If you are not seeing what they are seeing, you are not their Christian brother. They have called us all manner of names. It's not religion, it's politics, PDP and APC. Nothing more. A man lifting up himself. It's a wind of doctrine that blew off the tears from this church away. And see them miserable there. Some of them were prophets. Give 10 brothers and sisters in this church. They went there. It died. One of them was associate pastor here. He went there. Who is it near the pulpit? There. They told them, sit down, let's sit down. Let. They have been learning for the past 9 years. They left this place. He said, there is nothing like prophets. There's nothing like pastor. There's nothing like evangelist. If you are occupying that office, it is, what did he call the name? Potential. Thank you. It's potential. It is potential. He said that that office will not be established until after he is recognized. It's not him, it's that spirit, that same old serpent. But he is there to fulfill a ministry. He's a reaper to separate. That ministry that the man has is a ministry by Jesus. Because the fan is in Jesus' hands. Jesus is the one that brought that man to pull away some tears. It's not only that man. There are some other tears here. I told you anything. A tear is anything. They are going there. They are going there. Though some of you, it's out of curiosity. Why I say so is because there are some ministers that left here. In this age, you are here. A member of this church. And all you are looking for is a prophet. You are looking for who will be seeing vision for you. And you don't know where to go. You know, Sabi worry. You don't know Ojodu. You don't know Ikotu. One minister, where they see vision for here before, once he come out, you go see them, they run, they follow him. They run, they follow him. Then after some time, you see them coming back again. They're here. That's it. Will they see you now? Will they see you now? You know this Facebook now gossip book. When you go there, we're going to see you now for there. Will they see you now for there? You know. So the question that will come to me is: you follow that man because he had what to offer for your spiritual benefit. Nothing. All you followed him is so that he will see vision for you. You are a tear. You are a chaff. You are a chaff. Because sound doctrine does not interest you. You are a fish. But you are electric fish. Or a crayfish. Or which other thing again? That's why Jesus Christ gave that parable in Matthew chapter 13. I think verse 48 or so, where he said, talk about the fishing net that catches all manner of things from the sea of people. But a time comes when they are sorted out. There are some that are thrown back into the world. Some that are thrown back into the world. And it is Jesus Christ that is doing it. You know why I take time explaining this? Because I don't know when next another doctrine will come up. And they are always coming up. But it's my responsibility to establish you. So that you will test every spirit. And if you think what they are saying is the truth, follow them. Don't be afraid to leave this church and go anywhere. You will never be my enemy. You hear me now? Use it against me. If I begin to fight you because you leave this church, me myself, I am unconverted. You came here freely, and you are free to go. That's the truth. The only thing that I may fight you, I say I may fight you, is if you come back here to try to subvert innocent souls here, and you make here your evangelical field to subvert people here, then I may just stop you from entering here. That's all. But I'm telling you, please, I have told you, if you want to have, you are free to go anywhere you want to go. If you don't go, you won't even appreciate what you are receiving here. Because there must be a basis for comparison. And I keep saying this thing. There are people that are sitting down in here, but they are not part of us. And so, a time is going to come when Jesus himself will blow that wind for certain people to leave. But watch it. when they leave, hallelujah, listen very well, because one prophet left this place to start opening shop somewhere, and 2 months after he left this place, he came to one of the prophets here during Prophet Joseph's wedding in a reception and said, you people are still there, you are still in that place. He said, look at my balance. And he saw millions. In 2 months, see millions. That money fall from heaven, Abby. That money fall from heaven, Abby. And I have told you something here. I said, a true minister of God, your testimony is not the amount of money you have. You will boast with money. If it is money you are looking for that brought you to the ministry, then you have gotten what you are looking for, and Satan will give it to you. How can a minister of God come and boast of the shoe he is wearing and the expensive car he is riding? Is that what the ministry is supposed to achieve? Why is he not coming to share with you? Do you know that I baptized 20 people in just 2 months? Why is he not coming to tell you the crusade they are making and how many people are giving their life to Christ? He's telling you his bank account. Very shameless. Bank account. A minister. Bank account. And he was here for years. Praise the Lord. How did he get the money? Using his gift. Anointing for sale. Nothing more. And there are ministers here that are sitting down. Hey, 2 months only see. You don't build a house. You don't buy a car. Hey, make it not be say. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has ordained that a prophet cannot pastor a church. It's an ordination. And a pastor cannot be a prophet. It's an ordination. God has designed it like that, so that everybody will remain in his office. And a prophet is living here and think that pastoral ministry is to gather people and be faith clinic. See vision for you. Collect that and offering. I'm in the ministry. Which ministry? And there are people here, we hear of such, and then we go there. We are pointing you to Christ. Did I ever point you to any gift in this church? Did I point you to any grace I have? I point you to the cross. If the cross come up from here, follow it. If we leave the world, then you leave this place. Wherever you are, while people are running away, hearing our broadcast, and they cannot go to their churches again, some people are coming to carry people from this same place and go back to Egypt. Somebody say, God forbid. As I say, God forbid. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.